There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Conversation is in full flow, so get in touch with the show and have your say. It is the scariest, the silliest, the sugariest. Is there such a word? There is no. Sugariest night of the year, and it's here. But why do we celebrate Halloween? Why do some people not celebrate Halloween? What's your choice? Do you celebrate it? Do you not celebrate it? Do you think it is one of the funnest nights of the year? Are you one of those people that think Halloween is more fun than other celebrations throughout the year? Has it grown to become such a beast for marketing and branding, getting dressed up and partying, that it champions and competes with other major festivals throughout the year? Is it just a bit of harmless fun, or is there something a little more sinister about it? And when or how did it become such a popular thing worldwide? We're going to try and tap into the history. It's not a history lesson, though, for the next 3 hours. It's basically you having your say. We'd like to hear from you how you celebrate Halloween. Do you celebrate Halloween? Or do you prevent your children from celebrating it? Joe is alongside me. Halloween, what does it mean to you, Joe McKibben?
Well, as you know, I'm often the kind of, you know, person on the ground hearing the chit-chat from all the other mummies, and I am of a similar sentiment to most of them, which is that they hate it. We hate Halloween. I will speak for myself.
Okay, can I just jump in there? Do you mind? When you say we, the royal we, is that... And again, I don't want to become nationality-centric or something like that, because I am conscious of the fact that we have a very diverse and cosmopolitan listenership out there, nationalities from all over. That's one of the beauties of living here in the UAE, that whatever community you live in, whatever group of friends, there are different nationalities that come together. Are the majority of your friends that hate it British?
No. Nope. There's a mixture. A few Kiwis in there, Aussies. I would say that, yes, it does polarise. It is polarised by nationality. And I would say that American and Canadians tend to embrace it, as do quite a few other cultures, nationalities. But I think on the whole, I think it's the mums. So putting nationalities to one side, mums don't really relish the thought of the costume, and we could start with the costumes and the dress-up days, and dress-up days are a bind. So you've essentially got the dress-up and getting the costume right, always very difficult, and then the whole drama of actually going outside when the sun sets at dusk to go and knock on people's doors. And that's very excitement. And I think really it's the energy that I find really tricky, because it is this intense energy. And children have quite an intense energy. So if you add scary costumes, screaming and booing, and then sweets to the mix, that to me is just enough to send me over the edge, Tom.
I want to go a little bit, get a bit historical. I know it's a bit boring for some out there, but I was looking into this a little earlier on as to why we celebrate Halloween. And from what I can understand, it has Celtic roots. Somebody's actually just texted in saying it is an Irish celebration, so even Catholic schools there are allowed. And you're right, because from what I understand, it is a Celtic, or dare I say pagan, festival as well. It was designed to celebrate the Celtic New Year between the full sun, or the full moon, one of the two, I can't remember, between the end of October and the beginning of November, and it was the coming together. So it was all about, you know, solstices and the winter solstice and clocks going back and changing. And that's where the roots were. It was then picked up by the church over in Europe, who obviously wanted to initially regulate it, but then realised that there were plenty of celebrations going on, so sort of embraced it in many ways. And they called it All Hallows Eve, and that's where I understand Halloween comes from. You can have that one a little later on tonight, okay, when you're sat around a pumpkin, or a gourd, whatever a gourd is. And then the church, per se, made the next day All Saints' Day. So this was All Hallows' Eve. tomorrow's All Saints Day, so it was a sort of balancing of those two. And then, by all accounts, there were all sorts of celebrations, and trick-or-treat came from this idea of leaving something on the doorstep for...
The ghouls.
Yeah, the ghouls and the spirits and all those bits and pieces, the ideas that came around from the Celtic celebrations, because it was meant to be a sort of doors are open, etc. You know what I mean. Then with... migration and immigration, specifically Irish over to America, 1800s. That's when it really kick-started, because they took their celebrations over there. And that's when it really sort of caught on, as it were. 1920, I think, one city in America had their first ever official Halloween festival as part of the city, in order to try and regulate the celebrations, because apparently they got a bit out of hand before. Those Irish, you know what they're like. And it was just interesting. And since then, it's sort of it's kicked on to what we see today. It's interesting because I mentioned to the business breakfast there. So I went to a Catholic school when I was growing up. It was a Benedictine Abbey school. And one of their sort of directors were that we weren't allowed to celebrate Halloween because they deemed it to be inappropriate. But then somebody does make a very good point. You know, it is an Irish celebration. And therefore, you would think, and a number of other religions, a number of other backgrounds, accepted Halloween as part of not a day of recognition, but a day of celebration for others as well. So it's interesting that still to this day, and now my daughter's back in the UK at a similar kind of school, and she's not allowed to celebrate it today. So it's amazing that in 2018 we still got certain parts, certain people around the world, or certain beliefs, certain backgrounds, who say, look, this is not a celebration of recognition. This is a celebration of, you know, branding and marketing or something.
Which indeed it is. Which indeed it is.
But it doesn't make it a bad thing, does it? It's the same as Valentine's Day. I mean, it's a choice, isn't it? But everyone gets wrapped up by it.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think that Halloween is much of a choice if you're a parent here. I think it's very difficult if you don't want to be involved in it, especially if you have children. Because they cannot wait for this evening. They cannot wait for the bounty of sweeties that they'll be given in their garbage
bags. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, but some people don't want to partake in Halloween. And I think as a parent, it's really
difficult. Just keep your door shut.
No, you don't.
Don't answer it.
No, but they ring on the doorbell all evening.
Yeah, don't answer it.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Well, because it would be rude.
No, it wouldn't. Just pretend you're not in. I do it all the time.
But then you have to sit with the lights off, and your children will, you know, be rocking in the corner by themselves. Mommy, answer the door.
The only thing I would say in support of, not the only thing, but one thing I would say in support of Halloween here in the UAE is they do it well. They do it well. And I didn't really, you know, when I was, obviously didn't really celebrate it a huge amount when I was back in the UK, went out to a couple of Halloween parties in London when I moved to London. But here it's done properly. And now being in a position of having children and seeing the way that they embrace it, and seeing them last night preparing their costumes for today, and all the fake blood was out, and they were being quite creative and telling me what they're going as tonight, etc. But what I do like is, because the nature of the UAE and the number of us live in communities and safe communities as well, it's tailor-made to a certain degree for children with parents to go out, trick or treat, and enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. But have you bought your bounty and your stash of sweeties
yes.
to give out yet? No, you say I haven't.
Well, you should.
Oh, no. Well, I will. I'll do that on the way home from work.
Okay. A little word of mention to any of the residents of the Sustainable City community. Probably best to avoid the McKibbins tonight. Doesn't sound like they're going to have a huge amount on offer. You've just said that you haven't got anything.
I know, but I buy the best sweets, actually, obviously.
I know exactly what you're going to do. I bet Joe will do, I can tell you. You know, you're going to go around wanting a bag of Haribo or a Chubba Chump or something along those lines. You know, it's a couple of celebrations or a couple of mini Kit Kats. Who doesn't like a mini Kit Kat? And I bet Joe's going to do some of her organic homegrown tomato soup. A little tub for each, because it's going to be good. And warm you up on a cold night.
Yes, indeed. Lovely. What a good idea.
Trick or treat. That's the question we're asking you today. Are you up for Halloween? Are you a supporter of all things Halloween? Or is it something that just drives you a little bit mad? How do you celebrate Halloween? What do you got planned for us tonight? Thank you very much indeed, whoever just sent in the Farhad, who's just been in touch with us. Farhad, Can we give you a call? I'd love to give you a call. Want to speak to you after this. We're talking Halloween today. When did it get so big? How did it get so big? A couple of text messages have been coming in to us on 4001 already. Joe McKibben's trying to keep on top of those for us. Joe Mack, what are people saying with regards to Halloween?
Oh, people love it. I wish all the children great fun at Halloween. And for the parents, please reuse or pass on costumes and recycle plastic, as it will affect your children if you don't. Thanks, Finn. I completely agree. And actually, I have seen, and I think that's why women spend less than 49 dirhams on their Halloween costumes, because I have seen a lot of very shrewd traders on the trading groups who have been selling their Halloween costumes over the past week to other parents at a very discounted price. Hopefully their children have grown out of them, or they're just like me and they're just selling them so they don't have to celebrate it.
This one's from Suzette. She comes up with a nice point. Quite like it. Suzette says, I think Halloween became so popular because it's fun. Forget all the other reasons. No one is singled out as worthy. Like with Valentine's, we don't have to spend time with disagreeable family out of obligation. And it's not fraught with meaning. Instead, the holiday is just about having fun. I take your point there, Suzette. I agree with you as well. And it is fun. And people do very much embrace it as well. And I like the point that not much thinking has to go into it, as opposed to some of the other festivals out there when there's a lot more planning that needs to go into it. Unless you are one of those people that sets yourself. Who's that person we had a text message from about their costume? That's thinking, that's planning, obviously.
Farhad, who has been the first place male costume winner at Zero Gravity since 2012. And I would like you to guess the average spend for his costume.
Go on.
Go guess.
500 dirhams.
10,000.
10,000 dirhams?
Yeah, the average spend.
No.
Well, I'm trying to get Farhad on the phone. Farhad. I will. I'll get hold of him for you at some point during the show.
10,000 dirhams. Wow. Farhad out there, Farhad Kazumbi, spends 10,000 dirhams every year on his Halloween. Halloween costume. Is there anybody else out there that can match that or better it? It's like an auction, like a silent auction. If you spend more than that on your costume, if you have in the past, if you have this year, then please do get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's somebody you know. 10,000 dirham spend on a Halloween costume. Can anybody match or better that? Your thoughts, please, to 4001. Now, the music team down at here, and we have an extensive music team at Dubai I-103.8. I think they've been having a bit of fun today, haven't they?
Mm-hmm, just to cheer us up.
Yeah. This one came through from Roya this morning, saying Halloween is still Halloween in spite of the commercial onslaught. At this late date, that just might be the biggest reason for its continued significance as a holiday in America. To sell, sell, sell. Thank you for that one. What else have we got for you in regards to Halloween? This one came through from no name with it, which is a shame because I liked this message, but thank you. So when I was younger, my parents took me trick-or-treating. One year, my dad thought it would be cute take me to a haunted house, not fully understanding the concept of Halloween and the point of costumes. I was terrified when a gorilla carrying a chainsaw met me at the entrance of the haunted house. This day, anything in a costume sends me in a complete panic. Thank you for that one. 4001, if people want to share their thoughts on all things Halloween. Are you a lover of it? Are you a hater of it? And what does it mean to you? This one came through from Razor, saying I'm from the UK, where trick or treat wasn't really a thing like it is in the States and elsewhere. But I always remember ghosts and witches type costumes until very recently. Thank you for that one. This one came through from Morgan, saying, I'm from Denmark, where Halloween is a rather new tradition adopted from the States. People only dress up as scary characters. We have another costume holiday called Fosterlarven, where you can dress up as a princess, a smurf, a calculator, or whatever. Thanks for that one. Yeah, literally whatever. A Princess of Smurf calculator or whatever. Thanks for that one, Morgan. I don't think kids in Denmark are aware that America uses Halloween for all sorts of costumes, says Morgan there. Thank you very much indeed. Do keep those thoughts coming through. 4001, it is Halloween today. And a number of you out there are sharing your thoughts on all things Halloween with good reason.
I see dead people.
Dead people, like, in graves and coffins?
Walking around like regular people. We don't see each other.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
I live again.
Indian trail to where the sun dies. Follow to the tree of the dead. Climb down to the horseman's resting place.
Right! Thanks for putting that one together for us, Joe, you know?
It wasn't me, it was Marcus. Anyway, I've got the...
That was Marcus, was it?
Yes, thank
that
you, Marcus.
That was extraordinary.
it was really scary.
Gave us an insight into the mind of Bautista there. Thank you very much indeed for that one.
I've got the best costume here, Tom. Not that I'm wearing myself now, but 13-year-old Gillian... decided to attend Halloween festivities dressed as a tired mum, a very relatable costume. She wore Ugg boots, a Starbucks coffee. She had two clingy babies attached to her legs, mascara smudged eyes and a shopping bag. Brilliant outfit. I can relate.
Best costumes. That's what we're asking for you today. And also how you're going to celebrate your Halloween a little later on. Have you got a party planned? Have you got some other function planned? Are you one of those individuals that has to watch a scary movie tonight? And if so, what is that scary movie? What's the scariest movie that you've ever watched? And if there is one that you say for Halloween, what is it? Please do share your thoughts on that one. But there have been plenty of other conversations here on the agenda this morning.
Want us to call you back?
Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai Eye 103.8 app.
Thanks to all of those that have been responding to today's conversation about WhatsApp, but also about Facebook Messenger as well. This one from one of our listeners saying, nonsense, WhatsApp is a scourge on our peace and our quiet. Businesses should wait until we as the consumer decide to interact. Thank you for that one. Tim's been in touch as well. Tim John Holmes has been in touch saying, I use Messenger and Facebook for a collecting hobby. One question there, why on earth does the Facebook marketplace keep disappearing? In the UK, I see the icon, but in the UK, the UAE, it vanishes. However, Facebook Marketplace exists in the UAE, but the availability of access to it seems haphazard. Any idea what's going on? I have no idea what's going on. Joe, do you have any idea what's going on?
No, I don't. But I know that, you see, Facebook Marketplace is another platform for people to sell second-hand items. So Sarah may have scoffed at it, but it is well used by many people.
Tim continues to say it's really useful at home over in the UK. I wouldn't go online for stationery. I'd pick it up at the supermarket and or bargain shops like Home Bargains, B&M and Wilko. The trouble with online shopping in the UAE is third-party sellers on known platforms whose customer service level is significantly substandard to the global norms. Tim, thank you very much indeed for that one. Halloween, no big surprise. That's a topic of conversation this morning here on the show. A number of people having their say on all things Halloween. This one from one of our listeners out there saying Halloween is an Irish tradition. Remember trick-or-treating from when I was very young, dressing up and playing games. Thank you for that one. Thanks also to Tim, who's been in touch as well, saying All Hallows Eve. What a great celebration of nonsense, says Tim. Get a grip, people, he says. This is societal corruption programming masquerading as commercial codswallop. Tim, thank you for that one. 4001. Fraser takes a different approach as you, saying, I went to a fancy dress party once when a lot younger as a fried egg. Thanks for that, Fraser.
Brilliant. I'm still going to do tired mum costume. That's my costume.
Fried
this
egg.
Evening.
How do you go as a fried egg? Tell me more, Fraser, if you're listening. How did you? Was it a purpose made outfit? What did you use? A sheet or how did you go about it? I'd love to hear that. And talking of, let's do that, shall we? I mean, we've still got a little bit of time on the show. What about your fancy dressed faux pas? What about your fancy dress fails as well? I was listening to a great podcast yesterday. There's a show back in the UK called Desert Island Discs, and the latest guest on Desert Island Discs has been, what's her name? Jacqueline Gold. Jacqueline Gold is the CEO of Ann Summers. So turned Ann Summers back in the UK into the high street behemoth that it is still to this day, and bucks trends when it comes to failing retail figures in the industry at the moment. Anyway, besides the buy, she tells a great story of how she was invited to a fancy dress party, and the theme was black and white, and she went as Madonna back in the, what's the black and white video that Madonna did?
Vogue,
was it? She went as a Vogue Madonna, and she got her husband Ben to dress up as Kit Simons from, not Kit Simons, who's the lead singer of Kiss?
Oh.
Who's the lead singer of Kiss? If anyone knows, Marcus, you know, don't you? Who's the lead singer of Kiss? Something Simons, isn't it? Or Simmons?
Gene Simmons.
He went as that, and they went, you know, full on and blah, blah, blah. And it was on one of those forts in the Solent. They were living on the south coast. And it was one of those forts, so you had to get onto a ferry. So they got into the cab and then got on the ferry, and they went out there and they walked into this party. And when they said the theme was black and white, it was black tie or white tie. And they're the only people in fancy dress. And she said it was the most embarrassing moment. And it just made for funny. And it got memories of me. You know, it's one of those sort of recurring nightmares I have, going into a party when you're not underdressed, overdressed, or just completely wrongly dressed.
It's the completely wrongly dressed, or when people tell you it's a fancy dress and you don't really believe them, and you actually have to speak to everyone confirming that it is a fancy dress. And then this just feeling of dread within myself. I know that lots of other people do enjoy fancy dress.
One of the conversations that we've been having this morning is all things Halloween. A lot of love for Halloween out there by a number of our listeners. Halloween doesn't have to mean scary costumes. In Canada, we like to dress to make others laugh. One year I copied Meg Ryan in some movie, I can't recall which, and I dressed as a mask. Get creative, have a laugh. Life is too short to pass up opportunities to enjoy time with friends. That's from one of our listeners out there this morning. So a lot of love for all things Halloween, and a lot of not so much love. I don't want to go as far as to say hate, but there are a number of people out there who choose not to celebrate Halloween with their own reasons and with their own good reasons as well. They aired their opinions a little earlier on how they will not be getting involved and participating later today in a variety of things that are taking place around town. However, Andy is one that is not going to be doing that, because Andy joins us live on the line. And whilst we've heard from those that don't celebrate Halloween, Andy, is it safe to say that you do celebrate Halloween?
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, absolutely. It is very safe to say. I look forward to it every year.
And why? Why? What is it about Halloween?
I think you earlier on nailed it on the head. It is about having laughs. Life is too short. I mean, it's about having a chance to just be creative and making people have a quick laugh, or just show your creativity in other ways of possibly a scary outfit or whatever the case may be. But it is just a chance to let loose. You even see it in some people's outfits. They start becoming a little bit more, dare I say, scantily cladded. But you do see people letting loose a little bit, not having to conform. That's right.
And what about, as much thinking gone into your costume? Are you one for going out and about?
I once recycled 3 different masks into a single mask myself once, just to make the case for the Chainsaw Texas Massacre.
Very good.
And it is my pride and joy.
Have you still got it to this day, have you?
I reuse it. I alternate between that and another 2 costumes. I don't ever go and buy new ones. I just simply either reuse or try to rehash something out of stuff that I have around the house. I'm a regular Mr. Benz. I have my own little closet, basically, where I keep all of the old outfits. And I fish through there.
I like that. And tell me about, I mean, obviously, you're an expatriate. Where are you from originally, Andy?
I'm a mixed breed. I'm half Colombian and half Italian.
Half Colombian, half Italian. Obviously, you've spent time here in the UAE. Compared to Halloween celebrations in Colombia, in Italy, and other parts of the world that you've lived in, how does the UAE, how does Dubai compare?
Dubai itself is quite a great place because you do get this, we all know it's a melting pot. And you do get this combination of different cultures meeting together, and you get more people that are willing to even give it a try. So you'll get cultures that are, let's say, a little bit more timid, a bit more shy, and yet they will engage in that. Whereas in Colombia, it's a little bit more, I guess you could say it's close to something that they would do in Mexico, where it's a celebration of Day of the Dead, so it's a lot more somber. Italy has never celebrated Halloween up until the beginning of the early 2000s. And then it's actually started to grow this year. In fact, I've recently come back from a trip, and sure enough, there was Halloween costumes all over the place.
It truly has become a global celebration. Anyway, Andy, I'll let you get back to preparing that costume for tonight. Enjoy whatever you're up to this evening.
Cheers, Tom.
Happy
you
Halloween
too.
To you. Well done to you, Andy. Joining us live on the line. Let us know what you're up to this evening as well, whether it's partying, whether it's trick-or-treating, whether it be something else. Do share your thoughts and opinions with us.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.